thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Matthew 6:33 tells us that Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God." Until the 16th century, ordinary people believed the earth was the center of the universe and the sun revolved around it. Then an astronomer called Copernicus came along and argued that the sun didn't revolve around the earth revolved around the sun. In so doing, he revolutionized the scientific world forever. And when it comes to discipleship, Jesus did the same thing. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." At its core, sinfulness is selfishness. It's enthroning yourself, your desires, your needs, your plans above all else. You may still seek God, but you don't seek him first. Instead of trying to fulfill his purposes, you try to get him to fulfill yours. Who's following who? Instead of following Jesus, you're trying to get him to follow you. It doesn't work that way. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Note the words, "loses his life for my sake." There's a lot of talk today about finding yourself. The way to find yourself is to seek God. D.L. Moody said, "The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man or woman who is fully and wholly consecrated to him." If you're willing to surrender yourself to God, there's no telling what he will do with you. There's a challenge for you from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.